Extremely local news now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Saks is history on Michigan Avenue. More now from Jen Sabella. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, Saks, after more than 100 years on, or almost 100 years on Michigan Avenue, it opened in 1929. The department store is closing its doors, and it's in sharp contrast to Uniqlo, which is also opening on, which is actually opening on the Mad Mile. And it actually tells a larger story about shopping habits and the Mad Mile. These longtime luxury anchors are not doing well. Every item in Saks costs pretty much over $100, whereas at Uniqlo, you can get a t-shirt for $10. And younger people are keeping Michigan Avenue kind of afloat right now, and it's becoming more of a thing that people, younger people do. They go to Uniqlo, they go to the different pop-ups on Michigan Avenue, so it's less of a luxury shopping destination, but things are getting better on the Mad Mile. There was a vacancy rate of about 28% in 2025, and it's set to be down to 23% in 2026, so it's a larger issue that reflects shopping habits nationally. These big department stores with high prices are just not doing as well engaging young shoppers on social media or elsewhere.
Sign of the times. This is interesting. Volleyball, women's volleyball coming to Wrigley Field. And this will be, in September, right?
Yes, this is the first time volleyball will be played at Wrigley Field. They're always doing different things at Wrigley, but this is the first time in its 114-year history that there will be volleyball. And it's a women's volleyball, the Big Ten and Southeastern Conference. And Nebraska will take on Missouri, and Penn State will go up against Kentucky at Wrigley in September. They are part of this Big Ten Volleyball Challenge Week. These women's sports, volleyball included, basketball, hockey, they've been getting more and more popular. So tickets go on sale April 9th if you want to go check it out live. And these big events like this are really increasing interest in women's sports. So they hope a big field, like playing on Wrigley Field, will draw even more people into the sport.
I'm sure it will. And finally, and we don't like reporting on businesses closing up, especially a bowling alley. We have too few of them, but a staple of the South Side is going away, isn't it?
Yes. Last March, we announced that we did a story that they were closing Skyway Lanes all the way down in Jeffrey Manor after more than 70 years in the neighborhood. But then the community rallied to keep it going. They booked all these parties, and they ended up open for another year. But the owners said they just do not have the energy or expertise to keep it going. It is for sale. So if any WGN listeners want to carry on the tradition of this really cool Southside bowling alley, it is up for sale, and it could carry on as a bowling alley, like they said, if somebody has the energy to keep it going. But a lot of the hubbub after our story about Skyway Lanes died down in the months following, so people stopped booking birthday parties, and the donations kind of ran out. They raised about $25,000 last year to make some repairs, but they weren't able to make all of the repairs. It's really sad, but if you want to go say goodbye, they're having a big farewell on April 26th, a community party. It's only $5 to bowl, so go and say goodbye. I've been dying to get over there. Haven't done it yet. I'm the problem. hoping to make it there before they close.
We'll see what happens now. Maybe there will be some last-minute support. 9915 South Torrance Avenue, Skyway Lanes. Read all about it, that and more, at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Jen, have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.